before we get to the debate last night, I just want to touch real quick, just because I just want to get it off my desk, because it's all going to be moot after this weekend. It's going to be moot. I just want to bang out here real quick. So, Lindsey Graham, you got to help me with this guy. I mean, he despises Trump. I mean, literally despises Trump. And every chance he gets, he runs his mouth. I bet that's not the first time somebody has told Lindsey that, huh? Just constantly running his mouth. I don't know what it means. So, the other day, you know, he's tweeting, he's talking to reporters, and what I don't get is when you're a loser, and I'm not saying just a loser as a person. Oh, you're just a loser. But I'm saying a loser. He lost. He's not in the race anymore. He lost. He lost. No, listen to me. He lost, and he lost big time. Do you get that? He lost his own state, South Carolina, his own state. He was polling at 3%. His own state. How does that happen? How does that happen? He's a senator, and you got Scott as the senator, so you got two senators. And I get it. You'll have half the state go for one senator, the other half for the other. Like, I get it. I mean that's a little basic, but I get it. Not everybody likes the senator. Not everybody likes the governor. Not everybody likes the congressman. I get it, but. There still has to be a couple thousand people. I mean, there still has to be 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people. I mean, when you look at New Hampshire or you look at Iowa and the way the voting broke down, it was like, oh, this person got 5,000 votes. Remember, Donald Trump in New Hampshire got 100,000 votes. And then Kasich was, I think, 60,000, I think, 50 or 60,000. And then it broke down from there. So you have a certain amount of people that vote in these primaries, and you have a certain amount of people that vote when somebody's running for senator. And I got to imagine more than 10 or 20,000 people voted for Lindsey Graham as senator of South Carolina. How are you not able to get the same people that voted for you as far as senator to vote for you when you're running for president? How does that happen? I mean, that's you are beyond a loser. You're beyond a loser. I mean, you can't even get your own state. One would think you'd be able to carry your own state, or at least come close. Just come close. He backs Jeb Bush. You would think his backing of Bush, Bush would be very close to the top. But I mean, nothing. So Lindsey Graham sits there and says, Donald Trump is our nominee. We're going to get slaughtered. We're going to get slaughtered in the general election. I guess more slaughtered than Mitt Romney. Again, when these good old boys, part of the club, when these guys say this, it's amazing to me. Because let's face it. And I don't want to sit here and do the whole Electoral College breakdown. Real quick, you have certain states on either side that it doesn't matter who the nominee is. They're going to stay in that column. Rather, it's Mitt Romney. Rather, it's John McCain. Rather, it's Donald Trump. Rather, it's Marco Rubio. There's just certain states that are never going to be flipped. Because those Republicans are going to go, I'm Republican. End of story. So this notion that Donald Trump, if he is the nominee, is all of a sudden going to get states like Texas to vote against him, it is ludicrous. And that's a slaughter, okay? A slaughter is losing 49 states, okay? A slaughter is what Ronald Reagan did to Walter Mondale. That's a slaughter. There's no way, absolutely no way, Texas is going to go, you know what? We don't like Donald Trump. We're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Come on, Lindsey. You know, I mean, it's just, it's asinine. It's a guy who can't get more than 3% in his own state. But it's asinine. And it's even more asinine that he talks about Trump, who just blasted him. I'm not talking about calling him names, and I'm just saying blasted him. As far as polls, is popular, just blasted him, annihilated him. And every chance he gets, Trump's a kook, he's crazy, he's unfit for office, I'm a Republican, he's not a conservative Republican, he's an opportunist. He's not fit to be the president of the United States. I mean, jeez. It's like he's like a sore loser. I mean, that's really what he sounds like. He doesn't sound like somebody that lost a race and now he's backing somebody and he's talking up their credentials. He's a sore loser. It's unbelievable. 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 I seen this yesterday. I was like, Lindsey Graham? I mean, when you see him do interviews, I've watched him get interviewed by Chris Matthews. It's like, hello, Senator Lindsey Graham. Hi, Chris. How are you? So tell me, I just want to say that Donald Trump he's a horrible person. Okay, cool. So let's talk about, before we talk about Jeb, let me tell you something about Donald. Okay, all right, okay, thank you, Senator. So here's my thoughts. Donald Trump, okay, Senator, is that this is just 5 minutes of Donald Trump being a horrible person. You look like a bitter You look like a bitter queen, okay? You look like a bitter queen. That's what he looks like. That's what he looks like. He looks like somebody that got jilted at a club in West Hollywood. Looks like he got jilted at a club in West Hollywood. And now he's sitting at the bar pouting. An angry, bitter queen. Just thought I'd throw that out there. He's not a Republican. He's just not. He's not a conservative. He's an opportunist. He's not fit to be the president of the United States. He's just not. He's just not. He's our nominee. We're going to get slaughtered. We're going to get slaughtered. Oh, it's going to be a slaughter. I mean, that's Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham. It's going to get slaughtered. It's going to get slaughtered. I don't know. I don't know. All right. I just had to get that off my chest, okay? Lindsey really upset me. He did. He just really upset me. He lost. I mean, he lost. It's like the Cleveland Browns talking smack on the Broncos. It's like the Broncos, they're like the worst, and they're horrible. They're bad. What are you talking about? They beat you. They're champions. You stink. But I mean I don't know. I've never seen that. But I guess the same thing with these guys finishing third, fourth, fifth, and they jump up on stage and like, look, we did what they said we couldn't do. We finished fourth. I got to clean my ears. Did you just brag that you came in fourth? What did they say? What are you talking about? We did what they said. We came in fourth. There's only six people. Where were you predicted to go? Sixth? You beat expectations by two spots? Yeah. So who knows? You know, I never remember now I'm only 42, so, you know, I'm not 100 years old over here remembering Coolidge, but I just don't remember people finishing fourth and it being a big deal. I don't remember in 2012. I don't remember in 2008. I don't remember 2004. I don't remember 2000. I don't remember. Yeah, I remember Bill Clinton. Oh, the comeback kid. Yeah. Oh, a little different, little tiny different circumstance. I'm not saying it's you know, out of the realm to criticize that, but it just seems like this cycle, there's more of I finished fourth, I finished fifth, success, success, success. And I think that's that liberal culture. I think it's that liberal culture. If you just show up, you get a ribbon. It's not about winning anymore. It's just about trying. It's not about being great. It's about being just good enough. I mean, that's the liberal culture. That's where we are as a country. I mean, just look around. Look the way our culture rewards failure, mediocrity. We give failure. We give things different names to justify its failure. We do. I mean, it's a fact. If you give it a different name, if you say it's the problem of an outside force, you take the blame, you take the failure, you take it off that person or that group, take it off them, and you assign it somewhere else. I mean, that's what we do. That's the liberal culture that we live in, where Lindsey Graham, who gets his ass kicked, literally gets his ass kicked, and he can criticize, unbelievably criticize, like over the top criticize the person that kicked his ass. And nobody calls him out on it and goes, excuse me, it's weird. You're criticizing, and not just criticizing, but you are just unloading. You are unloading. You are unloading on somebody that kicked your ass. That's weird. Nobody, it's like, oh, yeah, sure. Sure. This is bizarre.